Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints, and we greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. Our scripture reading this morning is in the Luke chapter 2, verses 6 through 14. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of good joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on peace, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, this morning we come before you, simply pausing to ensure that we remember the true meaning of Christmas, Lord. We pause to take the time, Lord, to reflect on your birth over 2,000 years ago. We reverence you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, for the Bible says that you are the very Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And we thank you this morning, Lord, that you were given the name Jesus, for you were destined to save all men from their sins. So, Lord, you are the Great One and the Son of the Highest. You are Emmanuel, God with us. And Lord, just as the three wise men brought you gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, Lord, we bring you gifts this morning. We bring you gifts of our praise, O God. We bring you the gift of our worship, Lord. We bring you the gift of adoration. We bring you the gift of our time, O God, and our minds. Lord, we give you our bodies, for you said in your word that we are no longer our own, but we were bought with a price. So, Lord, this morning we pray, O God, that we don't get caught up in the material trappings of Christmas, but as your word tells us, we set our affections on things above and not on things of this earth, O God. So, Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you for coming into this sinful world and giving your life a ransom for us. We thank you, Jesus, for becoming poor so that we might become rich. We thank you, O God, for your humbling beginning, O God, and being born in a manger, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your humility, O God, for you said you humbled yourself even to the death of the cross, Lord. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we have a door and we have access to salvation by you coming, O God. We thank you this morning that we can just worship you, Lord. We can just give you the praise. We can just give you the glory, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Son of David, our Savior, Christ Jesus, we thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord, because if you had not come, we could not be saved, Lord. So we thank you this morning. We thank you for everything that you're doing, Lord, even through your birth. We thank you this morning for everything you did through your life, O God. We thank you this morning for everything you did through your death, Lord. But most of all, Lord, we thank you for what you did through the resurrection, through your getting up from the grave, O God. So this morning, Lord, we bring to you a sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. We bring to you this morning our hands lifted, Lord, our hearts lifted to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you. We magnify your great name. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you for everything, Lord. Hallelujah. Not for material things, Lord, but we thank you this morning for our salvation, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord, for being washed in the blood. We thank you this morning, Lord, for the salvation you brought. We thank you this morning that you are the light of the world. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning that you've made us the salt of the earth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, so many great things that you've done, and for that we thank you. So many wonderful things you've done, Lord, for your name is wonderful, Lord, the Prince of Peace, Lord. So we thank you. We thank you for the peace that you've brought in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the encouragement that you bring, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your love and your kindness. We thank you for your forgiveness, oh God. Oh Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for us. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love and your fellowship. Thank you for sending the Holy Ghost towards us, Lord. Thank you for filling us with your Spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We bless your wonderful name. Thank you. We glorify you, Lord, and you alone. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We just praise you this morning, Lord. Thank you how you humbled yourselves, Lord. You showed us an example for humility, oh God. Hallelujah. You showed us an example, Lord, how we should humble ourselves. You said if we humble ourselves, that you would exalt us, O God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the exaltation that you're going to bring towards us, O God. In due season, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We pray for all the saints on the phone right now. We ask you to bless them, Lord, in a very special way. In the name of Jesus. Lord, every desire that's on their heart, every request, petition before you, Lord. Hallelujah. We speak it in your name, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. For those looking for a job, Lord, we ask you to bless them right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, for those who might be sick in their body, Lord, we ask you to touch them right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, for those who might be depressed, oppressed, we ask you to bless and touch right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us live life to the fullness, O God. For you said in your word, you've come that we might have life and that we might have it more in the abundance. So, Lord, we speak the abundant life over your people right now in the name of Jesus. It's according to your word. We speak the abundant life to your people, O God. In the name of Jesus, we speak the abundant life in every area of their life, Lord, spiritually, financially, Lord, emotionally, O God, in the name of Jesus. We speak wealth and prosperity over their lives, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. For we have all of our needs through you, O God. For you said you would supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, Lord. Hallelujah. And according to your word, O God, it is done. According to your word, it is done, O God. So, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for coming this morning. We thank you for your birth, O God. For we couldn't even pray to you, Lord, if you had not come. So we thank you for coming today. And you said in your word that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we thank you for hearing us, O God. We thank you this morning. We give you glory, Lord. We give you great honor. And we give you great praise, Lord. So help us to never forget, Lord, the true meaning of Christmas, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to always remember you, Lord, and your birth. in the name of Jesus. For you said in your word, Lord, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. I thank you for this space, O God. I thank you for this time of prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God and amen. Saints, remember as you go forward on this week, it's okay to give your friends and family gifts and presents. But remember the true meaning of Christmas. Remember that Jesus came. Jesus came and he was born. And even on the little subtle things, when someone tells you happy holidays, remember to tell them Merry Christmas. For Jesus is the true meaning behind Christmas, and he is the reason for the season. Remember that the Lord, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Remember the various announcements for the Temple of Healing Waters Church. Every first Monday of the month is Men's Monday, where all the brethren, we come together for Bible study, fellowship, and various activities. Every first Wednesday of the month is Women's Wednesday, which is our night for our ladies to come together for Bible study and fellowship and various activities. Every first Thursday of the month is our Refocus Ministry, which is our grief and bereavement ministry, where we come together to continue the healing process for those who have experienced loss or the death of a loved one. I pray that you have a fantastic day on today. Remember that I love you, but most of all, that God loves you, and he sent his darling son Jesus for you and I to have access to the tree of life. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season.